In Massachusetts, it can cost your insurance company 2 to 3 times more to deliver a baby at one of the big Boston teaching hospitals than at a small or medium-sized hospital outside the city. Is it a problem? Should the state try to fix it? That is what voters may have to decide in the fall. WBUR's Martha Biebinger explains.
Just outside the statehouse, with the Golden Dome looming in the background, two women in purple t-shirts are having an animated conversation about hospital pricing. Rhonda Neary and Michelle Hill are members of 1199 SEIU, the union that's gathered more than 100,000 signatures for a ballot question designed to shrink the wide variation in hospital payments across Massachusetts.
Like, say I'm having a CAT scan.
This is Rhonda Neary.
In Brockton, I had a CAT scan for $250. I went to Boston, it was $450. Same test, same results.
And it's just same because person. It's a bigger named hospital.
Neary's colleague Michelle Hill jumps in.
That's why they get more money. And we're just trying to make it more fair for us smaller community hospitals to be paid the same for the same tests.
Hill and Neary work at BIDMC Plymouth, what used to be Jordan Hospital. The ballot question they worked to put first to lawmakers and to voters if the legislature does not act would limit the range in prices for CAT scans and all other hospital services. No hospital would be paid more than 20% above or 10% below a health insurer's average price. SEIU says closing the gap in payments would mean taking an estimated $463 million away from high-priced places like Massachusetts General Hospital or Brigham and Women's or South Shore, and boosting payments to places like Norwood Hospital, Haywood, and also Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center in Boston.
The ballot initiative is a bad, bad idea.
Tim Jens, executive vice president of the Massachusetts Hospital Association, says members are uniformly opposed. Jen says hospitals can't figure out how the pricing caps would work. They don't want government setting their payments. And the idea that voters in this election cycle would overhaul healthcare financing is troubling.
One just has to look at some of the political debates going on the national stage today to wonder how this issue would be handled. That certainly raises concerns.
Jen said the main thing the state could do to boost the finances of struggling community hospitals would be to increase payments for patients in MassHealth or Medicaid. At a sometimes testy basement room hearing, Jens was told not to expect any significant increase in Medicaid reimbursement to hospitals. A few lawmakers said redistributing money between hospitals, as the ballot question would require, might make more sense. Outside the hearing room, Jens said that's risky.
When you end up reducing money arbitrarily at one set of hospitals and transferring it to another, do you end up having instability in the system? Our stability? Do you actually end up losing jobs? These are really fundamentally important proposals. And again, the ballot initiative is not the way to go. I think the discussion is already underway.
There are lots of discussions about alternative ways to reduce the payment spread between hospitals. One idea would be to take the state's soft cap on healthcare spending, currently 3.6%, and hold high-priced hospitals to a tighter standard, say 2%. But let low-paid hospitals grow to, say, 5%. The state's Health Policy Commission will look at some of these ideas during a series of hearings that begin later this month. Commission Director David Seltz says paying hospitals widely different prices for the same tests or procedures is a problem that must be fixed.
It's not providing value. Everything that we purchase, we want to have value for the higher dollars that we're paying for it. And here in healthcare, all of us are paying higher prices for things that don't necessarily associate with better quality care.
There's one more twist in this story that's important to keep in mind. Healthcare industry watchers say 1199 SEIU is using the ballot question to pressure Partners Healthcare. Partners would be the big loser if the ballot question passes. SEIU wants more union jobs in Partners Hospitals. But SEIU President Tyreek Lee dismisses the suggestion that the union would drop the ballot question if it gets a deal with Partners.
No, there's no deal that's going to cut this completely out because it's an issue that is going to continue to suck our communities dry, and we have to make sure that we're there at some capacity to really figure out a solution to the problem.
Because if we don't get a fair share, our local community hospitals will close.
Basically what's going to happen.
That's Rhonda Neary again and Michelle Hill, 1199 members who are worried about their jobs and the fate of hospitals that anchor many communities across Massachusetts. Many key groups, the Massachusetts Association of Health Plans, the consumer group Healthcare for All, and others, do not support the fix in the SEIU ballot proposal, but are urging the legislature to come up with a plan that distributes payments to hospitals at least a little more evenly. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.